12:40 a.m. WSBC.
Yes.
Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois.
Yeah.
Yep. And Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law.
Right.
Correct.
Joining me as always tonight to my left is twin brother Billy. Hello,
Hello,
Bill.
What's happening?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hi there.
Welcome back to another week. Yeah. I'm excited to be here tonight.
Yeah. I'm excited to be alive.
It was a pretty wild week. Oh, yeah, me too. It's a good day to be alive.
Sure, great why
day.
Not?
Got to think about that every day, you know,
yes,
just
you do.
Be thankful for things.
Correct.
I had a rather fun week. Bill, we finally made it to Berwyn Championship
we
Wrestling.
Did. Nice.
What an evening.
BCW Wrestling.
What an evening it was.
Frozen Mayhem was the name of the
yes,
event.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Bill and I went to go see our friend Jack Carney, who we're going to have on the program. His right. wrestling moniker is Jack Monahan.
Right. Right.
Not too far deviated from Jack Carney.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to have to ask him that next time he's on.
Is he a giant Irishman?
He is a giant Irishman. I'm talking like 6'5", 335 pounds.
Yowzers.
He's a big boy. He's also works for the city of Chicago.
Okay.
So he was on call during the snowstorms.
Right.
So he couldn't wrestle.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't make it in. I got to work.
Right.
You know? I'm like, all right. I'm bringing the kids anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Said to Bill, I said, hey, we promised, Bill, you promised Maddox you were
going
to take
him. Yeah, he was excited. I was like, we're going, no matter what, we're going.
So we're like, let's make a night of this and check it out. It's at the, we went to the Berwyn Eagles Hall on Cermak Road up in Berwyn.
Yep. Yeah. Old
and,
school.
Yeah, but we got in and it was packed.
Nice.
You know,
packed.
With fans. Rabid fans.
All uh-huh. right.
Loyal fans. And it was in the middle of the room. They got the ring in the middle of the room, a chandelier, you know, mm-hmm. over the ring. Then you got the little bar area off to the side, yep. you know, beers were like a couple dollars for a draft beer,
free
piece of pizza, slice of nice pizza from Pizon's in Berwyn, $2.
Nice.
I mean, you couldn't beat this kind of entertainment.
Dollar popcorns.
I like it.
I couldn't believe, I was like, this is just as good, if not better, than any wrestling event I ever went to as a kid at the Horizon. I think right. we get so enamored with the stars of it,
yeah.
you know, and the promotion of it. That you don't, when you get up close and you watch these wrestlers, this is a lot of work. This
oh my
is,
God,
this
yeah.
is, these guys are real athletes. I don't care what anybody says about wrestling's fake.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? When you get close to it, you go, whoa, wait a minute. These guys are taking big falls.
Yeah.
But I was just, I couldn't believe
wow.
it. I couldn't.
Voice is getting all high.
You sound like Vince McMahon's attorney.
Yeah. I'm not, no, I gotta yell if I'm like him. Be from the south.
These guys are taking big falls.
Right.
This is no joke.
This right. Well, maybe that's a great wrestling character in its own right for WWE. The attorney.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
He's been done, I'm sure.
I feel like
there was a guy named IRS who was a tax man once.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't mean everyone would boo him when he came. Woo!
He'd come out with like with a white shirt on.
Yeah.
And a briefcase.
A short-sleeved white shirt with a black tie. Black horn, like horn-rimmed glasses, and like you know.
I feel like the character is kind of the character has kind of lost its
lust, as Bill would say. The characters they've lost their lust.
I mean, we were spoiled with the characters. Now it's like Roman Reigns. It's just
we
like,
did
it's
have
just like cool names.
Right. I don't know. I thought some of the guys at BCW were kind of cool. There was a guy named the Behemoth.
Like, oh yeah,
sure.
That's grassroots.
And I think there was Mayhem,
Vic the Ice Prick Capri, who was
like
also
that.
In the WWE. He was there.
You guys should get involved, Patty the Toothpick.
Maybe we're Big Jack Monahan's like Patty the Toothpick is my name. That's my moniker?
If
why?
Because
I'm skinny?
Yeah.
Maybe you should come out.
I mean, compared to a guy who's 6'5", 350.
You should come out in like a singlet, like a green singlet. Like,
uh-huh.
And,
be Gumby.
No, be Patty the Toothpick. Like
Gumby.
No, Patty the Toothpick is Big
Gumby. It's great. Right? If a guy came out and said he was Gumby.
The unbelievable.
Dude,
I don't know.
Guy comes out green-faced. I'm Gumby.
Maybe crazy, you should, I'm crazy Gumby.
Maybe you should approach Jack Carney.
Crazy Gumby.
Crumby.
Maybe you should
Hello,
approach Jack Monahan. Jack Carney.
Yeah.
And ask him if, you know, if he ever has a funny tag team match where all you'd have to do is run around the ring but not get touched.
See,
you could wear a green singlet and be Patty the Toothpick, his, you know, his sidekick.
I'd love to see you get, like, slammed, like, catapulted into, like, the ropes.
Yes!
No, they, like, swing you in.
This might be my calling. I mean, I did think about this while I was sitting there watching. I was like, I gotta get in.
Are we talking like top rope, jumping on to
people? Yes!
Flips?
Yes!
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Suplexes, DDTs, Irish whips.
Whoa.
Lots of big moves.
Calm down.
Great production value.
Right.
Sure.
And very fun, family fun entertainment. My kids loved it.
Nice ring girls.
There's female wrestlers, you know.
Wow, there you go.
And they got the heel, a chick who's kind of, you know, heavy set, and she's like a glam chick, and she came out and yelled at the audience, "You burning pieces of trash," you know. And everyone's like, "Ah, boo!" And
then she got slammed into a picnic table or something.
Essentially, yeah.
Show Clay a couple pictures here. The only weird part was,
but Clay, the theater of it was great. The kids were allowed to follow it. They didn't want to look at their phones. They weren't interested in anything like that. They were like, "Why is this?"
Yeah,
I was like, "Check this out."
Everything seemed really normal and fine for the evening until you told me that you thought the referee looked like John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, he did. The referee, who's a great character. All right, he did a great job.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he's been in the business a long time, I presume. Yeah. I couldn't help it. I said, "Yeah, there he is. He's right there."
Yeah. I could see that.
See, we go up, we praise BCW, and then we tell him that looks like Gacy.
And you've ruined the whole
thing.
And
then it just gets torn right down. People are "Well, we were gonna go until you said that the referee looked like Gacy."
No, I mean, it was just a funny little joke that you said to me on the side.
That
of the
looks
match.
Pretty like that from those pictures, Billy. That looks pretty like legit.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's a good time. There's another one in February.
Let's do it.
Broken Hearts and Broken Bones will be the event.
I like that.
Yeah. Bring your kids. You know, a lot of laughs, man. Good times.
Nice. So you did that on Saturday night?
Did that on Saturday. Bill came out and met me there. It was freezing out that night.
Oh, yes.
And my son Mike was with us.
Yeah, this is where the night gets
This is where the night turned.
Oh, wow.
Mikey, now we got the PlayStation a couple weeks ago. We got the wrestling game.
Yeah,
with PlayStation.
Okay.
Mike loves the ride. He's always like, "Dad, when you get home from work, you and I, we're going head to head."
Yeah.
You know? It's like, all right. So he's into the characters of wrestling, you know, and he's like, "I'm the Rock," or he wants to be, John Cena, or he pretends to be those guys.
Sure.
And then he makes me do a guy. You have to do an entrance before you get to
of
the
course.
Ring. You know, you got to go outside the door of the bedroom. He's got to announce your name, and then you come inside the bedroom, and you do your walk, and, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
And then
Mikey was very, very excited for this event.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's not acclimated. He doesn't care about brands yet. It's a beautiful thing. You know? He's like, "What? Yeah, wrestling? Okay, I'm in." You know?
Uh-huh.
So we went, and he was exposed, and he was excited all day. He had been talking about this, like, for a week before, like, "When are we going to wrestling? Is wrestling tonight?" I was like, "No, it's in a couple of days. A couple more sleeps, Mike."
Yeah.
Okay. So when, in the middle of the afternoon, while we were waiting to go, Mike puked in the middle of the day, right, on Saturday.
Come on.
And I was like, "Oh, no. You getting sick?" He's like, "Nope, just a little excited, you know, like, just a little excited about tonight, you know?" I'm like, "All right," you know. So we went to the event, and we're having a great time. We were there for about an hour and 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden Mike looks at me, and he goes, "We got to go."
Yeah.
And I go, "When?" You know, he goes, "Now," you know. And I can see him getting pale, and he's, like, sweating hard.
Yikes.
I'm like, "Are you going to puke?" He's like, "Let's go," you know. I'm like,
"Oh, man."
So I slump him over my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I see Bill and Mary, and I go, they were coming back from the bathroom. And I go, "Hey, we got to go. Mike's sick," you know? And they're like, "Oh, what's wrong?" And then just Mike just projectile vomits all over me.
Ah.
Yeah. All over my back, all over the floor.
Yeah.
And then we went into the bathroom, and he went a little bit more. Mike Sullivan from Goldie's, God bless him. He, the owner of Goldie's, was at the wrestling event.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He came in and helped me clean up.
Wow.
What a nice guy, right? He's like, "I've been there. Don't worry about it. So I'll help you out." So that was kind of the damper on the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids.
But then we went home, and it was, he, like, as soon as we got home, he was like, "I'm good, you know,
Yeah, just had a bad boy to eat.
No, he puked again like 2 hours later. No. But he has a much a different disposition as when you throw up than when I did as a kid.
Really?
Well, he seems to like puke and then go, cool, let's go back to work, you know? And you're like, what? You know? I was never like that. I was like, and no crying during the throwing up at all?
Yeah.
You know, it was like, the nice part was that it was almost like being out with your drunk buddy.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Who had too much to drink. You know, you're like, dude, I know this event was fun, man. I'm sorry you had all those 15 Jaeger bombs early, you know? Just,
I was once having a conversation with someone at a bar, and then I just threw up right on the floor, and I kept talking. It didn't even faze me.
That's when you know you're a real alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was Bill. I mean, what was your take on the whole event? Did Maddox have a nice time?
He loved it. It was outstanding. You know, I mean, it's good family friend. You know, if you want to feel like you get a beer, you get a beer. You know, it's like there's popcorn. That's what I liked about it. And here's the thing. It starts at 7. So if you take the kids, you're there. You kill 3 hours.
Sure.
Two and a half. 3 hours. Great entertainment. Have a few beers. And then you go home. And, you know, I felt satisfied with the evening.
Yeah.
You know?
Huh?
That's a good question. It is usually every month. It's monthly, Mike. The event.
No, Mike. Mike's note here, our producer Mike, everybody. He wanted to know if there was any off color bits.
There weren't, and that's what I was kind of a little bit like. I was like, all right, is there going to be a lot of swearing or profanity?
My mom said that to me before the event. She was like, "Are you sure this is a place for children?" You know, and I was like, "It's fine. If it's not, we'll leave." You know.
Yeah.
So it wasn't. It was very family friendly.
No swear words or anything like that. Incredibly family friendly. That's why I was like, we're coming back. I was like, I got to tell my friends who have kids about
this. No, they had a kid who had his birthday, and they brought the kid into the ring, and everybody sang him happy birthday and brought him a cake.
Oh, nice.
It's just
you guys are in love with this.
I am. We talked to the people at BCW. We're like, come on the show, you know?
Yeah.
They wrestled my heart away.
You guys are in the community now.
Well, I would say if I were to be a manager, you know, I don't know if I want to be a wrestler.
You want to be like the guy with the piano tie.
Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could be Jack Monahan's Jimmy Hart, except I'm like a, you know, alderman, you know, I'm like an evil alderman who walks
evil
around.
Evil alderman.
Right. Evil alderman.
Alderman at a 51st ward pit, you know, so-and-so.
No, alderman evil.
I'm like his heel, you know. I'm with them. I smoke, you know. I go. I'm gonna have all your cars booted, you know. That kind of shtick.
And then someone hits you with a folding chair.
Right, exactly. Lori Lightfoot.
Lori Bigfoot.
Sure, her wrestling ego.
6'5" version of Lori Lightfoot.
I like the evil alderman.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's a good character, evil alderman. At BCW.
Only, yeah, right.
You know what my character would be?
He's embezzled thousands, the announcer, before I get to the ring. Yeah. He's built all your money.
What would your theme song be, though, for the evil alderman?
Ooh, I'd have to consult Martin Scorsese for such a decision.
Eric Clapton's Forever Man.
Ooh.
I'd say lights.
Maybe we play Forever Man tonight.
Lights Why go not? Down in the city by Journey.
What? Yeah. The lights flicker, and all of a sudden, when the lights go down.
And you come out to the booze.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You know what my character would be?
What?
Oatmeal Man.
Ooh, Oatmeal Man's a great character. Yeah. You'd have to be plastered with McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
I'd be flinging it in the crowd.
Ooh, you know, maybe McCann's gets involved with BCW and the Hooli's Hooli even deeper. It goes deeper.
Oh, yeah.
This show, if you haven't noticed, is listened in the past, is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal in the land and world. And we'll have more after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table. Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
There it is.
Yeah, wait until... Yeah. This is Billy's new jam. Came out 40 years ago.
Welcome back to the Hooley's Hooley Radio Hour.
Yeah, Saturday was like, you know, it was snowy and crappy weather, and it just was like...
This is rolling through
And then
Bill's
this song
brain.
Came into my head. And I was like, yes.
This is Riding the Storm out by who? REO Speedwagon?
That's correct. Here it is.
What I miss in the city.
Yeah, dude.
There's much harder versions than this.
But real loud in the car.
Blasting it.
Right in the snowman.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That synthesizer's amazing back there.
I'll tell you what, it's the simple things in life.
Absolutely.
You know? Sometimes you just want to put a little speed wagon out of the car and crank.
Little speed wagon.
Bill, you thought that maybe that would be my wrestling manager music. No managers. Mike at the break mentioned that no managers in the history of professional wrestling had their own intro music.
No.
They just come in with the other guys' intro.
But you could start your own.
Right. You know, absolutely. I mean,
there's no rules.
Right. I don't wrestle. I'm just the alderman. I'm the evil alderman. You know?
I just yell at people.
I just brokered deals. I start fights.
Well, they had a bit on Friday night when we were at a Saturday night where the guy, remember a guy came out and he said, my BCW contract says that I can fight anybody I want. And he wanted to fight two female wrestlers.
Right.
Nice.
And then this, you know, the guy who was the announcer comes out and somebody gets up from the audience and he's like the commissioner, you know, and it's like, he's like, I understand that that is in your contract. You know, you are allowed to do this, you know. And then he comes out and starts wrestling, and then he quits in the middle of the match, runs backstage, and then two other chicks like who are like part of his crew come out and finish the match. But, yeah, you can play
excited,
like
Billy.
You can play like the alderman and come out and be like, you know, the rules of the federation or whatever, you know.
Thank you, Bill.
You know what I mean?
You could be, you could be in like an old outfit guy too. I'm sure that character has been incorporated.
Be
into
careful.
It, right?
Could be.
Yeah. Rick Capone, you know? Great, 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 great grandson.
No, that's the name of the wrestler. Great, 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 great grandson.
Ooh, that's a great, great, yeah.
The grandson.
The grandson, yeah. I had an interesting thing happen. We're in my bathroom done in my house, right?
Sure.
So these guys got to come by and do like put the glass in for the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my wife calls me. She's like, yeah, the guys are here. She's like, I think one of them has a teardrop tattoo.
And that worried her?
And that worried her. And it, mm-hmm. in turn worried me because that means that this man has possibly killed someone.
Okay.
And then, you know, they do the work and it's fine and whatever. Uh-huh. And then they got to come back and do something else.
Right.
And I see the guy, and he doesn't have the tattoo.
He just drew it on
for
the day.
He just had like a piece of dirt on his face or something. It was probably like caulk. Yeah. My wife, or mortar, my wife had to, my wife was mistaken. And I'm like, that's a pretty big mistake between a murderer and then just a regular guy, a plumber.
It's like an episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's not that big of a mistake.
It's a big mistake. Because if you have a teardrop tattoo and it's for real, you're a bad guy.
Yeah, you're not a good person.
You've done something wild to get that, to earn that.
Is that true?
Yes.
I've often wondered how fraudulent those teardrop tattoos are.
No.
You know?
It's one of those things.
Like, you just get one to be hard.
No, you don't fake it. You can't fake it.
You can't fake no teardrop tattoo, man. There ain't no faking teardrop tattoos.
Unless you're glazing glass.
Unless you work as like a guy who fits bathroom glass.
A glass glazer?
He's a glass glazer, dude.
Speaking of fighting and wrestling, I was wrong.
About?
Conor McGregor.
Wow. I know. I watched the fight. I had a buddy of mine who ordered it. And because I have an Apple TV that's like has the ESPN app on,
I was able to watch all 40 seconds of it.
I was so psyched about it because we got home from BCW. I was like, now to finish the evening with a little bit of McGregor.
Little Doritos, you know? Little McGregor.
Exactly. Right. Doritos, McGregor.
Actually, Doritos, McGregor. Doritos, McGregor. Doritos, McGregor.
I had some Modelos, some cans of Modelos.
Doritos, McGregor.
Modelos, Doritos, McGregor. Modelo, Doritos, McGregor.
That's right, sir.
Modelos. I forgot it already.
That's Modelos, what the guy with the, that's Doritos, the guy with the, McGregor. That's what the guy with the teardrop tattoo said to your wife. She was like, do you have a teardrop tattoo? And he went, Modelos, Doritos, McGregor.
Is that a yes?
Anyways, I sat down. I got it all hooked up. And I was like... Because we got home a little bit later, and I was like, my buddy texted me. He's like, the pre-match is over. I'm like, wait, the fight's done? He's like, no.
Misread it.
So there was a match before the McGregor fight that was really
prelim,
quick.
Prelim, yeah,
it was
sure.
Like a really fast fight, too. And he's like, it's about to start pretty soon. I'm like, all right. And then I'm like trying to log in, and I almost guarantee you that while I was doing this login, there were probably thousands of people all over the country trying to log in. So it was like it was taking time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, come on. And by the time it loaded, the fight was already over.
Ah.
So I'm like, my buddy texts me, and I'm like,
you just
ruined it for me. You know, I'm like, and then I text him back. I'm like, don't tell me who won.
Poor Billy.
And I finally got hooked up, and then it was like three shoulder knocks and McGregor.
Yeah, three shoulder knocks and a kick to the head.
This was like,
that's like those stories you used to hear about the Tyson fights, and like the guys would be still like walking through the parking lot and be like, there'd be people walking out, be like, it's over.
Yeah, right. They just spent all that money.
Like, yeah, I had to spend $1,000.
I was a bit shocked. I thought Cowboy Cerrone was going to be a much, much bigger I thought Cerrone was going to win the fight, truthfully. McGregor had been out of the sport for a while. I'm like, you know, you don't just get to just jump back in.
I think it was like 15 months he hadn't had fought or something like that. 15 or 16 months.
Here's the thing. Everyone thought McGregor was like partying and drinking champagne, and the whole time he was like doing push-ups.
Yeah. The whole time he was punching old Irish guys in bars.
No, I think that.
Telling him to sip his whiskey.
That was the turning point for him. All that, and he's like, I can't be a knucklehead like that anymore. I won't last.
Well, now he's not talking a lot of smack so much anymore.
He's a totally different person.
I'm a totally different person.
He's just the notorious Conor McGregor, right?
God bless. I hope he does well from here on out.
Well, a lot of the people were saying he shouldn't rest. He should take another fight immediately and cash out on this last camp that he had because he finished Cerrone off in 40 seconds. He's still fresh. He could probably fight again in like a month or so.
Yeah, yeah. He probably will.
Might as well take another fight and get paid again. And if you're going to get back into it, you got to get back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
He's back.
Yeah, we can talk about him more. He's back in the press. He is not disappointed in that respect at all. We were speaking of wrestling. The Rock.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. His father died.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
who was a legendary wrestler as well.
That's right.
Samoan, yeah?
Yes. I'm going to pull it up in a minute, but I couldn't help but think of The Rock over the. It's a wrestling-themed show tonight.
Sure.
It's been wrestling-themed a lot lately.
You know what? Speaking of wrestlers.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to attend a very exciting and well-planned surprise party for...
That's right.
James Victor? Amator.
Yeah, our buddy Jim Amator.
That his wonderful wife, Miley, put together. And it was a casino-themed...
Is he James Victor?
He is Jimmy. I call him Jimmy Vic.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she put together a crazy party. It was awesome. There was tons of people there. It was casino themed, so there was like roulette table, craps, all legal, of course.
Yeah. I wanted to make it to this party, but I had
no money exchanged hands.
Right.
And there was prizes and stuff.
Oh, that's right. So they bring in like a production company to do the casino night.
Yeah,
thing.
It's actually I think it's a family from up here that are people from up here started this company, and I'll get the name of it for next week.
All right.
But they come in, they set up some tables, they got dealers and like the full, sure. You know, David was not there from Clear Choice.
Yeah, see, when you engage with the players.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man, that's
a
bummer.
Look at the paint job in here, it's gorgeous.
Right.
How was
the dealer's teeth? Did you check anyway?
Everyone's teeth were amazing.
That's important.
But it was fun. It was like you were really gambling. They give you a stack of chips. It's like you're really gambling. It's really, I mean, it's great.
Yeah, we do them at, when they have a lot of employee appreciation things at Breakthrough, they'll sometimes have that.
It's better than just standing there talking to people about REO Speedwagon.
Right.
That's right.
You like riding Stormo?
What's your favorite Speedwagon song? Hi, I'm Clay.
Hit me.
What's your favorite Speedwagon song?
Sure, double down.
Yeah. It's something different.
When they have the tables like that, though, I'll admit it's fun. Right.
Aye.
But it's if you're winning, all of a sudden there's a turning point where you're like, I wish this was real money.
Yeah, of course. Unless you're losing.
Right. If you're losing, then you're like, who cares?
This is for free.
Yeah, I'm losing for free.
Losing for free.
You want to lose for free.
Here's the thing, though. When you're like a psycho, you go to those things. And
here's
you just,
the thing. When you're a psycho,
and you start betting huge because you know it's fun money. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start winning. And then this creeps into your head. You're like, I bet I could bet like this and do this for real.
If I did this in real life.
If I did this in real life. And then you find yourself 3 weeks later at a place on River Road.
Losing
it all. And walking out of there and going, why?
Yeah, my wife was actually, Megan, my beautiful wife, was dominating at the craps table.
Was she?
Yeah.
See, that's like, I don't know how to play craps. Like, you've talked about it. I'm just more of a blackjack and, you know, roulette
guy. I'm a roulette guy, black, let me a little blackjack and, you know, I'll yank a couple slots.
Roulette has some of the worst odds in the casino yet. It's like, yeah, because it pays 35
I was
to
in
one.
There the other night. I won a quick $90, you know, got out of there.
Yeah.
Typical tale, right? Yeah.
I'm good at walking out.
Sure.
Well, that's good. I have not. Bill, you've been on kind of an anti-gambling tirade lately, except for Lotto. Lotto, little Lotto, has reached 1.5 million tonight.
You know who I saw in Rivers last time I was there?
Who was that?
Thomas Patrick Edward Brady.
You saw Tom Brady?
Edward Patrick, excuse me.
Thomas Patrick Edward Brady?
No, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
Different guy.
T-E-P-B.
All right. Different guy. That's the quarter. Oh, it's not Tom Brady the quarterback? It's a offshoot?
Tap.
Tep's Brady.
But I'll tell you, I've never met Tep Brady, but Tom Brady from the New England Patriots.
That's who I'm talking about.
Okay.
He's wearing a peacoat.
He was in Vegas. He was in Vegas at the McGregor fight, and supposedly, you know, he was meeting with, having a lot of conversation with Al Davis's son.
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. is Tom Brady's name.
Why does he have so many names?
Because he's Tom Brady. You got to have a lot of big names.
He can do whatever he wants.
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. That's like what Wahlberg was saying. You know, that's what he says around the house all day.
Tap.
Right. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.
If he was, like you were saying before, if he was from the South, he'd be called Tap.
Yeah. You're not Tip. You got a butt chin. Are you Tip Brady's kid?
You got a cannon. Are you Tip Brady? I've heard of you.
All right, Bill, go
anyways,
on.
He's in Vegas, and
he's not going to play
at the
for
McGregor
the Raiders.
Fight.
He's not playing for the Raiders.
I know there was a write-up on ESPN about it. Just kind
I
of
heard the Chargers.
Him. We've heard Chargers, but I don't know. You know, like, Al Davis, just win, baby.
You know who he's not playing for? The Bears.
No, that's not going to happen. He'll never play for the Bears. But I could see him in black and silver in Vegas. I mean, what a publicity stunt for the Raiders.
Sure.
You bring the GOAT in to start your franchise?
You go from, like,
and your theme is just win, baby? I mean, does it get any more Raider Nation than that?
John Gruden has had a man crush on Tom Brady for years and has never shied away about it when he was an analyst on ESPN. He talked about Brady and love. I mean, it'd be a dream come true for him. He'd love to coach Tom Brady.
I don't know. They got Derek Carr. He's pretty good.
I don't think Brady's going to go anywhere.
But we'll see. That was also some of the hype. But Derek Carr also commented on, he was asked about it. He said, there were a lot of other quarterbacks at that fight, too, that Mr. Davis was talking to, like myself, and, you know, I don't know who else he mentioned, but.
Joe Namath.
Yep, Namath was at the McGregor fight.
Namath's coming back for one more year.
To play for the Raiders.
That'd be cool.
I'm coming back. Gets out of a giant Cadillac.
Sure. But, yeah, what else is going on, boys, other than Super Bowl is the big hype now,
yeah, what do you think? Red on red.
Yeah, Montana. Team
who's
Montana.
Who's wearing white? What I want to know is who's wearing white?
I think the Chiefs will be wearing white.
Whoever had I think the Chiefs will be in white because I think San Francisco might have had a better regular season record than Kansas City.
So is that how it works?
I think that's how it goes.
No, we'll have to do some research.
I don't know,
we're not good with the old research on the program.
Who's going to win?
Taking the Chiefs.
I want the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Niners.
You're taking the Niners?
Yeah.
I used to
be a Niners fan back in those days.
I just think Mahomes is so explosive. Their offense is so explosive.
But here's the thing. It all comes down to one game.
It does. You're right.
It's just one game.
But I haven't seen too many. I mean, the Titans tried to pound the ball against the Chiefs.
What if the Super Bowl was like a series, like a best of five game series? That'd be kind of crazy, wouldn't it?
If they could get away with it, I'm sure they might do it. You know, best out of three? You're going to play three games in 3 weeks? The longest Super Bowl ever.
Three games in 3 days.
Three games in 3 days would be interesting.
There'll be a lot of people getting hurt, I think.
It's the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
the whole series. That's the slogan. It's the Super Bowl, man.
What do you mean it's three games now? Hey, it's the Super Bowl, man. It's a Super Bowl.
Three games back to back.
Right.
Fourth quarter ends, first quarter begins.
Back to back? It's a 9-hour game.
Yeah, you got to play all your subs. You have
best
to play
of three,
everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Start at 6 a.m., get done around, you know, whatever, 9 hours later.
I think you'd probably play game. You'd play. I think your third and fourth string in game one.
Yeah, you just take it easy the first couple
second
hours.
Second string maybe in game two, and then first string for game three.
You know, that's how they used to do it in the old days.
Yeah.
Like McGregor being done in 40 seconds. Jack Dempsey used to fight, I think he fought for 75 rounds once. That's a true story. That's a true story.
Jack Dempsey fought for 79 rounds?
75 rounds.
Oh, that's a long fight.
But the rounds, some rounds were 30 seconds, some rounds were 4 minutes. There was no real regulation. Just,
all right, got it.
No.
Do we have Forever Man, Mike? Well, we were talking about
Dedicated to who?
Yeah.
Larry Bird?
Evil Alderman.
All right.
Evil Alderman, Forever Man.
See, this is Evil Alderman's entrance music. Now walking to the stage, the Alderman of the 51st Ward in Chicago.
Now walking to the ring.
Right.
What'd they say your name would be? Oh, just Evil Alderman.
Yeah, you have no name.
Oh, we gotta fight. You gotta have a name.
Yeah.
Maybe we call him Forever Man. More Hooli's Hooli after this.
I was impressed when my uncle built a pot roast in a bottle. But this Boku thing, holy mackerel.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit. Yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand. Yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Yeah.
Some people stand in the darkness.
Uh-huh. Yeah, dude. A little Baywatch theme to kick it off for the final act.
Sure, why not?
The reason we bumped into that was, Bill, you have some news, some exciting news.
Pamela Anderson, also known as CJ.
Yeah.
She got married for the fifth time.
Pam?
Over the weekend.
Okay, fine.
I don't know the gentleman who she married. He was a Hollywood producer. He's about 72 years old. That's all that stood out to me was that there was like a 20-year age difference. And I was like, fifth time? 20-year age difference? Whoa, boy.
Are the beautiful couple on their honeymoon?
They must be. I don't
Where'd
know.
Where'd they go?
I don't know.
Berwyn
it just was
wrestling
like a
match?
Little blurb in the Sun Times today I saw. You know, Pamela Anderson marries again. And I was like, what?
Pamela Anderson marries a guy.
Yeah.
Bill's news. The guy's name is John Peters. It's J-O-N, not J-O-H-N.
So he's a Jonathan.
Oh, John. John Peters.
Yeah.
What does he do?
He looks like John Gotti.
Does he? He's billed as the original bad boy of Hollywood.
Well, there you
go. What has he done?
He was married to, they got married in Malibu. Pamela Anderson marries bad boy of Hollywood, John Peters.
What makes him bad?
I don't know. We're going to find out here. Should have done this research before we got into the Pam Anderson talk.
Well, you know.
Now I can't figure out how to get the damn Baywatch song off. Here, hold on. There we go.
She's iconic.
You're right. Anderson, iconic.
Pamela?
She is kind of the Marilyn Monroe of our day.
That's sad.
Right? Except Marilyn Monroe didn't have any Tommy Lee videos.
Why are you saying Marilyn Monroe like that?
Marilyn Monroe.
Sound like an old hillbilly.
She kind of is kind of like the Marilyn Monroe of our generation.
What's this guy's name? Rick Peters?
John Peters.
What has he produced if he's a big shot producer?
Maybe the Pam and Tommy movie. Not sure.
Oh, low blow. Patty with the knee shot. Let's see here.
Well, she brought me thinking about Baywatch.
Peters is behind such films as Flashdance and A Star Is Born.
Okay, he's legit.
Oh, he's big time.
Yeah. Wow.
The newlyweds briefly dated 30 years ago after meeting at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Peters told The Hollywood Reporter, Pamela has never seen her full potential as an artist. She is yet to shine in a real way.
Oh, yeah?
There is much more to her than meets the eye, or I wouldn't love her so much.
Ah, John, what kind words. I think a lot of people had those kind of words for her in the 90s.
There are beautiful girls everywhere.
Yeah.
I could have my pick, but for 35 years, I've only wanted Pamela. She makes me wild.
Is that what
he
said?
In a good way. She inspires me. I protect her and treat her the way she deserves to be treated.
He was a hairdresser.
I was introduced to her by Johnny Dorito at the Playboy Mansion many years ago.
I bought a Bentley from Johnny Dorito.
Anyways, so she tied the knot and I started thinking about Baywatch. I had the pleasure of, I shouldn't say pleasure, Mary and I, we couldn't find anything on television probably about 2 weeks ago. We were like, oh. Mary's a big Rock. She loves The Rock. She's a big fan of The Rocks. And I am, too. I enjoy The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's correct. And we were talking about him earlier on the show. So I thought of Pamela Anderson. And I thought, oh, yeah, we saw that Baywatch movie. It's pretty awful. It's one of the, I've seen The Rock and a lot better stuff.
You're always thinking about Pam.
Yes, you are.
So, but I don't know. There is some entertainment in this Baywatch.
This guy's a smart guy, this Peters guy.
Is he?
Yeah. He bought the film rights to Superman franchise from Warner Brothers.
I didn't know that.
Okay. So, you know.
He also wanted to make a Superman movie starring Sean Penn, so he is a genius.
Penn as Superman?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Aggressive Superman. Throwing beer bottles at people.
Smoking Superman.
Smoking, throwing beer bottles at people. Yeah, vulgar mouth.
Yeah, like what era? I mean, like what era in Penn's career was he thinking about Penn as Superman?
This is 90s.
Yeah, too late.
Yeah, way too late.
I mean, when did he do At Close Range? That's probably when Penn could have done Superman.
He also this is what it says.
Yeah.
He also suggested Sean Penn for the role based on his performance as a death row inmate in Dead Man Walking.
Ooh.
Which he said that Penn had eyes of a cage animal, an effing killer.
Oh, so he would be a different, he would be the evil villain in Superman, I would think.
I don't think so, Bill. I think he's just referring to the fact that he was the one who recommended Penn for that movie. Is that how I read that, Clay?
Yeah, he wanted to change up the whole deal with Superman. He wanted to make him not fly and not no costume. He wanted to get weird.
Kind of like the what we just saw about the Joker movie.
Correct.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, a little bit ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Well, now I can see it. Penn as Superman.
Well, now I can see it. Thank you for doing the 180.
Maybe they'll make the Penn as Superman movie and Pamela Anderson will be in it in some capacity.
He actually met, this is interesting stuff, he met with Kevin Smith to discuss this crazy movie.
John Peters? Oh, yeah. Hollywood producer bad boy John Peters?
Yeah. Smith met Peters after completing a script to which Peters instructed him to include a robot sidekick, a fight scene between two polar bears.
Wait a second, this guy's head is where our head is.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm starting to like this guy.
Smith inserted them into his script, but the project was abandoned.
Oh, man. Well,
and then he found Pamela!
Yeah.
And that barbed wire tattoo.
Yeah.
That's right, barbed wire was her big movie. Remember that?
Yes, barbed wire.
Never saw it.
Wow.
What was it about? Her?
A chick with a tattoo that was a barbed wire, pretty much.
A chick with a tattoo who was a barbed wire. No, Bill, I don't think that was the
plot. She was in the barbed wire business.
That's like the city worker. She's got a, you know, a chick who's got a tattoo. She's a barbed wire. Pam Anderson, barbed wire. You know?
That's right.
Me and my wife saw it in the theater.
Right. We're going to go get dinner, take the wife to go see barbed wire.
Get up Sizzler, go see barbed wire with the missus. It's our anniversary.
There were probably lots of guys
take
that saw that.
Take the kids to rest and go home, watch barbed wire. Hit the sick.
Throw on the barbed wire Blu-ray.
Right. Put on the barbed wire laser disc, you know.
There probably was a guy today that looked at the Sun Times, read that about Pam Anderson, and was like, oh, yeah, barbed wire.
Sure. Barbed wire, yeah, VHS sales went up by 6,000% today.
Yeah, it was all about the box cover. That's it.
Yeah, you'd see it at Blockbuster and be like, should I? Like, probably
that's
not.
Interesting.
Yeah, no need.
Yeah.
Because you thought it was going to be worse, you know, racier than it was.
Right.
It was just it was a two-hour movie for 13-year-old boys, basically.
I'll bet it wasn't as good as Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Well, no, that has lifelong lessons in it.
Like who's Tango in Barbed Wire, Pat?
Barbed Wire was directed by David Hogan.
Of the Hogan family?
No relation to those Hogans.
Oh.
It stars Pam Anderson Lee at the time.
Yep. Oh, sure.
Tamura Morrison, that old star. Victoria Rowell.
Yep.
Jack Noseworthy, I saw him do The Sweet Smell of Success with John Lithgow on stage here in Chicago. True story.
Yikes.
Jack Noseworthy. What a name, right? Get Noseworthy for the part. Come on. Kidding? Tom Cruise or Noseworthy? Noseworthy.
Who's in it? Pam Anderson?
Where's your head at? What the heck's wrong with you? I want a billboard that says barbed wire, Anderson, Noseworthy. Big letters.
That's right. Who else?
Xander Berkeley.
Zan the Man.
I don't know who Xander Berkeley is.
Udo Kier.
Oh, that was a big role for him.
And another final billing goes to Steve Railsback.
Railsback.
Railsback. Railsback. Railsback.
Railsback and Noseworthy in the same film?
With Pam Anderson.
Railsback, Noseworthy, Anderson, Bob Wire.
No, Railsback, Noseworthy, Anderson Lee.
Well, I mean, do they get... Do they give a plot breakdown for this fine film?
They do, but it's very long. I was looking for something a little more compact, but I'll read the first couple sentences.
Can we get some music over this? Where's the Baywatch theme?
Oh, look, the plot.
Music?
No, we don't have it. We don't need it.
In 2017, during the Second American Civil War.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Barb Wire owns the Hammerhead, a nightclub in Steel Harbor, the last free city in the United States ravaged by the war. She brings in extra cash working as a mercenary and bounty hunter. Well, Chief of Police Willis raids her club. Willis's target is fugitive Dr. Corina, a former government scientist with information about a bioweapon being developed by her former superior, Colonel Fraser of Congressional Dictoriate. I'm lost already on this darn thing, but I tell you what, it sounds like complex stuff and plotline to keep people engaged for a little bit. As long as we have Noseworthy, you know what I mean? Gotta have noseworthy.
I don't know what you were playing there, Clay.
It's unimportant.
Okay. Well, that's barbed wire.
It holds a 28% approval rating in Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow. So that means it's bad?
Roger Ebert pointed out that the film's plot was identical to that of Casablanca and derided the lowbrow attempts at sensuality, but praised the cast and crew's approach to the material. The filmmakers, quotes here from Ebert, the filmmakers must have known they were not making a good movie, but they didn't use that as an excuse to be boring and lazy. Barbed wire has a high energy level and a sense of deranged fun. He gave it 2.5 stars.
Oh!
Interesting. Well.
Barbed wire.
Why were we talking? Oh, yeah, Pam got married.
Yeah, so.
To Jad Peters. Is that his name?
Sure. Correct. Well, Ricky, yeah. Ricky Peters.
Congratulations to Pam and John.
To the Peterses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll be watching the Super Bowl, I'm
Pam
sure.
Pam Peters.
Hi, are you Pam Peters?
Right. I'm calling for Pam Peters.
I heard you're back in the game.
Hey, you double P?
That's her wrestling name. Double P.
Pam Peters.
Oh, man.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
What's on tap for this weekend for you guys? Anything major?
Nothing major. No. A lot of minor stuff, but nothing major.
Yeah. Me neither. It's going to be, I'm going back to the hotel. First time I've worked an event in like a month and a half.
What are you working? Big conference?
I think it's a surprise birthday party, but I have no idea.
Ooh.
I agreed to do it today. She's like, hey, do you want to work it? I'm like, okay.
You'll be slinging drinks.
Friday night you'll be doing this?
Well, I haven't had a cocktail all month.
And
the only time I haven't felt tempted, but now that I'm putting myself into the scenario of pouring booze.
Take acid.
I'm like, how am I going to stay away from this? Like, everyone's going to be drinking around me. Like, this is going to be the true test for me if I can start getting through these shifts without caving in and having a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a good streak here. I'm feeling very good. But I'm also noticed that I'm getting fatter.
That's okay.
And I haven't changed my regime much. I figured, I cut this bad thing out. I shouldn't be gaining weight, but I am getting plump. So I'm not toothpick Patty or whatever you called me at the top of the show.
Gumby.
Gumby.
As soon as spring rolls around, get in training mode.
Get in shape so you can be the evil alderman.
You know what you guys should do?
Yes.
Both of you are complaining about this.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to train and then fight each other.
That is frightening.
Yeah, I don't think we want to do that at our age.
We're setting up a fight in July between you two.
That's a sick thought.
75 rounds.
I've already challenged Zuckerberg.
That's
Zuckerberg
right,
Bill. Is not even going to pay attention to your request.
You never know.
He's so busy. He's
surrounded. I'll send him a copy of Barbed Wire in the mail and be like, hey, with a fight still on?
Sign it.
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
What do you got planned for this weekend? Anything?
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah, we're
That's
getting...
That's the way I like it.
Oh, thank you, Mike. We are towards the end of the program. If you've enjoyed the last hour... You can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie if you go to hibernianradio.org.
Yep. Right?
Or you can go to iTunes and search for it there at Hoolies Hoolie Radio, H-O-U-L-I, apostrophe S.
Yeah. Correct.
Hoolie, H-O-O-L-E-Y. And you'll find it there. Yeah. Show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Sure,
the greatest
is.
Oatmeal on earth.
Yes, it is.
Mike Hegarty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois. Perfect time of year to go get yourself a new whip, new car.
Yeah, I just was on their website the other day checking out some stuff. They got some nice stuff over there right
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And maybe you'll be able to watch Barbed Wire in the waiting room while you're there. You never know.
On your phone.
And Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law.
Yeah.
Show's presented by Hibernian Transmedia as well. Mike, thank you. Until next week.
See
bye.
Ya.